नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text Number 49. Prahlad, the Vesamon, exalted devotees. Savajam Brahma Mahat Bimritya. Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhu Sukhanubhuti. Priya Sruhit Bakaluma Tuleya. Admarhani Yo Vidikrit Kuruscha. Sava Ajam Brahma Mahat Bimrigya. Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti. Priya Sruhit Bakaluma Tuleya. Admarhani Yo Vidikrit Kuruscha. Sava Ajam Brahma Mahat Bimrigya. Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti. Priya Sruhit Bakaluma Tuleya. Admarhani Yo Vidikrit Kuruscha. Please read. Sava Ajam Brahma Mahat Bimigya. Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti. Priya Surhid Vakaluma Tuleya. Atmarhani Jo Vidikrit Kuruscha. Sava Ajam Brahma Mahat Brimigya. Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti. Priya Sruhit Vakaluma Tuleya. Atmarhani Yo Vidikrit Kuruscha. Saha. That, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Va, also, Ayam, this, Brahma, the impersonal Brahman, which is an emanation from Krishna. Mahat, by great personalities. Bimrigya, search for. Kaivalya, oneness. Nirvana Sukha, of transcendental happiness, Anubhuti, the source of practical experience, Priya, very, very dear, Shruhit, well-wisher, Vaha, of you, Kalu, indeed, Matuleyaha, the son of a maternal uncle, Atma, exactly like body and soul together, Arhaniyaha, worshipable, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Vidhikrit, yet he served you as an order carrier. Guru, your supreme advisor. Cha, as well. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The impersonal Brahman is Krishna himself because Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by great saintly persons. Yet he, the supreme person, is your most dear friend and your constant well-wisher. And he is intimately related to you as the son of your maternal uncle. Indeed, he is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet he acts as your servant and sometimes as your spiritual master. Purport. There is always a difference of opinion about the absolute truth. The class of transcendentalists concludes, one class of transcendentalists concludes that the absolute truth is impersonal, and another class concludes that the absolute truth is a person. In the Bhagavad Gita, the absolute truth is accepted as a supreme person. Indeed, that supreme person himself, Lord Krishna, instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtatham, mata parataram nanyat. The impersonal Brahman is my partial manifestation, and there is no truth superior to me. That same Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, act as a supreme friend and relative of the Pandavas. And sometimes he even act as their servant by carrying a letter from the Pandavas to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan. Because Krishna was the well-wisher of the Pandavas, he also acted as a guru by becoming the spiritual master of Arjuna. Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, Sisyasteham Shadiman Tvam Prapanam. And Krishna sometimes chastised him. For example, the Lord said, Asochan Anya Anvasochas Tvam Pragya Badams Chabhasase. Quote, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for that what is not worthy of grief. End of quote. The Lord also say, Kutastva Kashmalan Idam Bishame Samupastitam. Quote, my dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? End of quote. Such was the intimate relationship between the Pandavas and Krishna. In the same way, a pure devotee of the Lord is always with Krishna through thick and thin. His way of life is Krishna. This is the statement of the authority Sri Narada Muni. Sava ajam brahma mahat bimigya Kaivalya Nirvana Sukha Nubuti Priya Shuhid Va Kalukmatuleya Admar Hanijo Bidikrit Guruscha. The impersonal Brahman is Krishna himself because he is the source of the impersonal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by great saintly persons. Yet he, the Supreme Person, is your most dear friend and constant well-wisher and is intimately related to you as a son of your maternal uncle. Indeed, he is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet he acts as your servant and sometimes as your spiritual master. Omagyana timirandasya jananjana shalakaya chakshur ummilitan jena tasmai sri guruve namaha nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasaya bhutale shimate roma para swami namine nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasaya bhutale shimate bhakti vedanta swami iti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pashyati adesatarine Bancha kalpa taruvya shakri pasindu vyeva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So you have to forgive me because I absolutely didn't prepare for this one. I'm not sure, maybe it was some confusion about the speaker today. But anyway, we pray to Krishna that I can speak something, you know, that is useful for everybody and for me. So Narada Muni continues speaking to Maharaj Yudhisthira. And again, the scenario is Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from Narada Muni about, started with questioning about how is that, you know, Shishupal, you know, receive this type of liberation, and then the origin of, you know, the of Shishupal as the, you know, Jai and Vijay, and then how they came into the material world and they took birth as the three, they got cursed by the four Kumaras to take three births as demons. And he narrated the story of Prahlad Maharaj and the pastimes of Lord Narsingadev. And the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Narsingadev are so wonderful and so inspiring. And the character of Prahlad Maharaj is probably one of the most inspiring characters that one can, you know, that is there in the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the exchange of affection and how far, because this is quite fascinating and is actually sometimes a little shocking that how far the Supreme Personality of Godhead goes, you know, to care for his devotee. And the manifestation of Lord Narsingadev is like the supreme manifestation of how far the Lord will go for that. Just that ferocious manifestation of Lord Narsingadev. And when we look at the pictures of that manifestation of, you know, Lord Narsingadev just full with blood and, you know, in that extremely angry mood, tearing apart, you know, this demon for the protection of Prahlad Maharaj. So how dear the devotees are to the Supreme Lord that he is, you know, he manifests this emotion in such a, you know, extreme way. And then the exchange after the Lord manifests this you know, very angry, ferocious mood, and this form of half man, half lion, that everybody was freaking out, basically. You know, the demigods, even Lakshmi Devi, couldn't approach, you know, Lord Narsingadev, because it was so angry that nothing could pacify. And just the exchange, that moment of exchange of Prahlad Maharaj and the Lord, and how the Lord immediately, upon seeing Prahlad Maharaj, his mood changed, and then he became this, you know. Then sometimes we see the, you know, Shanta Narsingha, that he looks, you know, like almost like a cop, you know, like is you know, very sweet, you know, like, you know, like an innocent puppy or a cat, you know, like that. Well, not to compare, but I'm saying the expression that is very endearing, you know, is very beautiful and transcendental. you know, that moment of exchange of love was very, it's just, the whole pastime is just very, very touching. Very touching. Prahlad Maharaj's faith, Prahlad Maharaj's complete surrender, and the way, the philosophy that he presents, that is so, also so, so full of compassion for everybody who is suffering, you know, in this material world. His clear understanding and expressions of living in this material world, and he's sharing, although he's a personality that is, you know, a Nitya Siddha personality that is never touched. Nevertheless, he takes a position because the Lord wants him to take that position. He fully takes a position, and he expresses the feelings of a devotee having to be in this material world, and how a devotee should think. So he gives this very, very perfect example. So it's a very inspiring pastime altogether. And then when they come together, the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Narsingadev, and Lord Narsingadev then, you know, expressions of love to Prahlad Maharaj, is just very touching. So Yudhisthira Maharaj, after hearing these pastimes, he was feeling, you know, very humble about it. He thought, you know, wow, Prahlad Maharaj, we should, you know, follow in his footsteps, and, you know, basically have that type of faith towards the Lord, and that the Lord can go that far to protect him. And he was feeling, well, you know, I mean, I'm very far from that. I'm aspiring to be like Prahlad Maharaj. But Narada Muni immediately started to encourage Maharaj Yudhisthira that actually, no, you're just like Prahlad Maharaj. Because actually Krishna, in his original form, is living in your palace. And not only live in your palace, but also he functions as your best friend and greatest well-wisher. So much, you know, is that connection that is Krishna with the Pandavas, that he's sometimes is happy to serve at your, you know, order, how you say, is to be as, you know, on a servant type of position. And sometimes he acts as your guru. So he's encouraging Yudhishthira Maharaj, no, actually you are most fortunate. In one sense, you know, one can argue that you're more fortunate than Prahlad Maharaj, you know, because Krishna is in his original form, is there with you. So, so he's talking like that, and yesterday I was just highlighting also the fortune that we have of maybe Krishna, or we don't have a sense, or we don't have the full understanding of Krishna living in our house, although he's there. But the fact that, you know, the fortunate devotees who live in Krishna's house, and the fortunate some of us that are part of Krishna's entourage, we can also be reminded of this wonderful opportunity. And understand, go deeper and deeper on understanding our relationship with Krishna as, you know, our dear most friend, Shruhidam Sarvabhutanam. Shruhidam Sarvabhutanam. He is the supreme friend of every living entity. But the great fortune that we have is that, like Prabhupada said, that living among devotees and living in the temple means Shravanam Kirtanam. I read yesterday. So what Shravanam Kirtan does, Shravanam Kirtan does Cheto Darpana Marjanam. And Shravanam Kirtanam cleanses the heart. Although Krishna is our best friend of all the living entities, the best well-wisher, we just don't see. Why we don't see? Because there is all kinds of things in the heart that doesn't allow us to see. These things that are in the heart, Lord Chaitanya describes them as upadis. Upadis means all kinds of conceptions and designations that we take, material designations, starting with, you know, I am this body. And then from there, so many designations start to pile, almost like layers of mud and dirt and all kinds of things that start to basically bury and cover our original consciousness, which is that consciousness, that connection with our relationship with Krishna. And the process of hearing and chanting cleanses all that. So, so the great fortune of being in a situation of living with devotees, being with devotees, in the association of devotees, and being connected to the temple as part of the temple devotees, like that, is that we're constantly reminded and we constantly engage in the process of hearing and chanting, and we constantly engage in the process of worshipping the deity. So these two processes together is a very powerful combination, because it's almost like the practical application. As so just let's analyze it a little further. As we hear and chant, our consciousness becomes starting to become more open and receptive, and we become more conscious of Krishna. It naturally start to happen when things start to cleanse by the process of hearing and chanting, you know, including this hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam,
Nashta Praeshwa Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. You know, these two processes, Cheto Darpana Marjanam and Nashta Praeshwa Bhadreshu, you know, hearing and chanting, doing our japa, chanting the holy name, Sankirtan, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, and hearing the Bhagavatam daily cleanses the heart of all wanted things. So as our heart gets cleansed, then when we do deity worship, something happens that we start to connect. And it's a very magical thing because there's no doubt. And I mean, I can ask any one of you that, and we all have stories of Krishna reciprocating. We sense, you know, Krishna's presence in the deity. We sense, you know, their kindness and their love, actually. And it's not an imagination because living entities in general can sense, you know, kindness and love. You know, you even lower the living entities, they can sense that. The other day, I mean, it's a gross example, but the other day, just to make the point how a living entity can sense kindness and love. Someone posted in the Facebook some battered dog, some dog that has been abused this whole life, that it was so traumatized that just to see a person, it was completely terrified, this poor creature. So this person was, you know, showing kindness and love towards the dog, and the dog was, you know, just initially was just like crying and crying and crying, like screaming, not crying, but screaming in fear. And this person has, you know, kept, you know, showing love towards the dog, and you can see how the creature started to, for the first time, experience that and was calmed down, and then eventually, you know, sort of settled like that. So expression of love can be sensed. It's not an imagination, it's something that can be sensed by each one of us. And I'm sure that each one of us have that experience of sensing, you know, Kishore Kishori, Gornitai, Lord Jagannath, as we serve them, sense their reciprocation, their sort of loving glance, or you sense it. Sometimes they give some signs like that. And, you know, we're still like, you know, aspiring devotees. So imagine, you know, when you come to the position of when your consciousness, you know, when you're Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious. Like we hear the reciprocations of the deity with Srila Jiva Goswami, that Krishna, as he's been dressed by Srila Jiva Goswami, he's playing the flute, and, you know, dancing, and Srila Jiva Goswami is trying to, I think this is a deity, Srila Jiva Goswami trying to dress him, and then, you know, he's sort of playing around, and then he's trying to, my dear Lord, please, you know, stand still so I can put the, you know, properly dress you like that. So, this type of this combination of taking the process of cleansing your heart and doing this intimate service to the deity, then it's completely perfect. Because through deity worship, we get into this personal connection with the deity. And there's no doubt is there, and is very beautiful. So we can experience Krishna's kindness and Krishna's caring. And as much, and Guru Maharaj was explaining during the Christmas retreat that these are impetus for going further, impetus for surrendering, the impetus for fully giving yourself, because your heart gets touched. Your heart gets touched by that reciprocation. And so it's something that we can feel very fortunate, and we should not take it for granted. So I asked, I mentioned this yesterday, but I asked my Guru Maharaj, what is it that can come in the way, although we experience in that, we experience in the reciprocation, and we're experiencing, you know, the desire to do service because of that connection. So what is it that comes in between that can completely derail the whole thing? Because it happens. Because, you know, in our, in the situation of most of us, that we're trying to come to the position of nishta, that our devotional service becomes steady and break from this anishtata bhakti, which is, you know, unsteady devotion, meaning that sometimes, you know, we're here, sometimes we, you know, just go down. So that going down, how is it that happened? How is that we don't remain there when, you know, we got, you know, our heart has been touched and we are sincerely wanted to surrender and to serve? But what does, you know, what makes this happen, that, you know, you go a little down and get, you know, and then you have to get back again? So this is one of the symptoms of the initial stages of devotional service. It's the stage of Kanishta Adhikari. We want to move to a Madhyama Adhikari. My Guru Maharaj say offenses, and it's a very broad and deep thing, offenses. Because it could be offenses towards the holy name, it could be offenses towards the body, like that. So we have to be very careful as we perform our sadhana. That's the idea. So then we can remain very conscious of the, and with that consciousness, we can cultivate the gratitude and being very aware of the great fortune that we have. And always remember that we've been the recipients of tremendous amount of kindness. And act like that. So I thought, as I'm reading of Krishna as the best friend and best well-wisher, and how he does all kinds of, you know, sometimes he's happy to assist you, sometimes he instructs you. I'm thinking of that experience that is being highlighted by Narada Muni of the Pandavas and Krishna. I'm thinking of the experience of the spiritual master and the disciple, you know, and how that relationship exactly manifests in the relationship with the spiritual master. And it's also, you know, a very wonderful thing, and it's also in the same level we have to be very conscientious and aware of the position and the kindness that comes through that. So always look up to, or never take that relationship for granted, the relationship with your spiritual master. Your best friend, your instructor, your best well-wisher, and you know, your everything basically is in that position. So I appreciated that very much. I didn't prepare, so I didn't, I just, you know, as it comes like that. If you want to add something, that would be very nice, or at least some realization, you know, just to churn, if you like, or if you have any question. Anyone? Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.